This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This goes to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Taylor Brown, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-A-Y-L-O-R. Last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, period. On August 12, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 31-year-old male, height 5'11", weight 200 pounds, who was involved in an injury on or about May 28, 2023, period. This occurred at the Indy 500, period. During the last 30 minutes of the race, he was in the snake pit area with his head on the girl on his girlfriend's lap, period. He was hit in the head with a full glass bottle of tequila that someone threw period. This tequila was apparently snuck into the snake pit as it was prohibited, period. The patient sustained a laceration on the top of his skull requiring glue, period. He was initially dizzy and delirious as well as having a headache and confusion, period. The patient was not intoxicated, period. He had neck pain also, period. The patient developed memory issues and a lazy right eye, which has improved, period. He also had speech issues as well as problems with word finding, coordination, and balance issues, period. He had some hypoglycemia as well as personality changes, period. He had depression and suicidal thoughts, period. He has problems sleeping over 4 hours with nightmares, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment, the patient still has problems with anxiety and crowd issues, period. He still has headaches, although they are much better, period. He has poor memory as well as word-finding problems, period. This occurs, word-finding problems, period. Approximately once a day, the word-finding problems occur, period. He occasionally has hypoglycemia with dizziness approximately every 3 months, and it is worse with lack of sleep, period. He has had personality changes and doesn't feel like the same person, period. He does have depression and anxiety, period. He has fear of crowds as well as he avoids entertainment events, period. This occurs approximately 1 to 2 times a month, period. He has problems sleeping at night, and this occurs approximately 3 nights per week, period. And he has 3.5 hours of sleep, period. He has nightmares every 2 weeks, period. Because of this issue, he has lost a lot of friends and has had personality issues with combativeness problems, period. He has problems interacting with friends and his girlfriend, period. He states that the headaches are somewhat sleep-related, occurring every other week. The duration is 2 to 24 hours, period. The headaches are described as a dull stabbing at the top of his head, period. He states his lazy eye is better, period. He has had hair loss with motivational issues, as well as issues getting started on tasks, period. The patient feels his hair loss is more related to the stress rather than normal male pattern baldness period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was he initially was seen at the scene by the medics, period. He was seen at the medical area at the event in the medical tent, period. From there, they used a cart to transport him to the trauma center there at the facility, period. They cleaned his wound as well as an exam. At another facility, they applied glue, period. He was seen in the emergency room the next day at St. Vincent's Fishers. They repeated the exam, did a CT of his head, period. He saw his family doctor, as well as St. Vincent's primary care. They offered him referrals, period. He was seen at Neural Health. Several times where he had brain therapy with transcranial magnetic stimulation. Saying he has some more rounds to go with this period. He states that this transcranial magnetic stimulation provides a magnetic pulse therapy period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems going into crowds, comma, entertainment facilities, comma, problems with headaches, with concentration difficulties, and occasional reading difficulties, period. He has occasional dizzy problems, so he avoids ladders, comma, problems with sleep, comma, interactions with friends, comma, occasional problems with vision, comma, occasional problems with exercise, comma, sports such as volleyball and baseball, comma, and sex, period. New paragraph, medications include inhalation albuterol, as well as supplemental medicine for these injuries, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes supplements from the neuroclinic, comma, transcranial magnetic stimulation, comma, and over-the-counter medicine, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for asthma, comma, IgA deficiency with chronic sinusitis, comma, allergy, Deceptra, comma, scoliosis, comma, ADHD as a child, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for cholecystectomy, comma, appendectomy, comma, tubes in the ears as a child, comma, tonsils and adenoids, comma, and sinus surgery times two, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never had a traumatic brain injury in the past, period. The patient never had a head injury in the past other than a minor head injury due to a face mask at age 10, but it did not require treatment or emergency room visit or any other doctor visit, period. As a child, he saw a neurologist for migraines that resolved in puberty, period. He has had no permanent headaches in the past, period. The patient never had an injury at a sporting event in the past, period. The patient never had a head laceration other than 20 years ago when a pit bull sustained a bite, period. He never had a memory issue in the past or balance issues, period. He has never had prior hypoglycemia, period. The patient had mild depression at age 21, where he was given medicine for 2 weeks, and this was after a job firing, and the duration of the depression was 1 month only, and there was no residual, period. The patient has not had anxiety in the past, period. The patient has not had sleeping issues in the past period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents, only minor auto accidents, none requiring treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient fractured his elbow at age 12, period. He has had minor dog bites, period. New paragraph, occupation is that of an insurance broker, full-time, period. He missed 25 months of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. I did review photographs demonstrating the areas of laceration and trauma to his scalp, period. Emergency room report, May 30th, 2023, patient reports being hit in the head with a bottle on Sunday, period. He has periods of memory loss since then, period. This is a 29-year-old, otherwise healthy male who was referred to the emergency department by urgent care after head trauma, period. Patient had a small parietal scalp laceration, which was repaired at urgent care with Dermabond, period. Since head trauma, the patient has had mild waxing and waning pain over laceration, period. Also noted intermittent difficulty concentrating as well as intermittent mild orthostatic brief lightheadedness, period. Physical examination, 1 centimeter glued laceration over parietal scalp, period. Patient presents with signs of minimal head trauma with superficial laceration on exam, period. He has had symptoms over the last couple days consistent with mild concussion, period. He will follow with primary care clinic this week, period. Emergency diagnosis is concussion. CT of the head done at that visit was no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage or depressed calvarial fracture, period, end of report. Chiropractic Neurology Center of Indianapolis, March 22nd, 2024, presents complaining of dizziness, comma, fatigue, comma, post-concussion, comma, neck pain, comma, and headaches, period. Patient with trouble controlling anger, aggressive, period, sleep issues, period. He was prescribed a light laser, comma, hemifield, comma. Hemifield is H-E-M-I-F-E-I-L-D, comma. Gaze stability exercises, comma. Complex movements, comma. Linear movements, comma. Hemology, capital H-A-L-M-A-G-G-Y, apostrophe S, comma. Calorics, comma. Spinning, comma. Microsades, comma, that's capital M-I-C-R-O-S-A-C-C-A-D-E-S, comma, optokinetics, period, that's O-P-T-O-K-I-N-E-T-I-C-S, period. Chief complaint of fatigue, comma, dizzy, comma, headaches, comma, brain fog, period. Assessment, spinal segmental dysfunction was found at C2, necessitating chiropractic adjusting at those levels, period. Patient with ongoing cognitive behavioral changes, period. Chiropractic adjustments were provided, period. Was administered laser to right frontal, period. Was given electrical stimulation, period. End of report. Chiropractic Neurology Center of Indianapolis, note, February 7th, 2024. Patient was hit Say patient was hit and head by an alcoholic bottle at the 500 period, had bleeding to wound period, 72 hours, was out of it, comma, had to be helped to bathroom, comma, confusion, comma, light, sound, sensitive, comma, trouble performing task, period, has had disassociation, comma, memory loss, comma, poor executive function, comma, depression, not sleeping well, comma, brain fog, comma, pain between shoulders, comma, sleep major issue, period, can't fall or stay asleep, period, mild irritable, can't get words out, period. Finger to nose positive. One-legged stand, difficult on left side with eyes open. 50-step test was unsteadiness, period. Pursuits were choppy, going to the right from the midline, period. Cerebellar eye movement, increased difficulty looking down and to the left, period. Treatment to include brain-based therapy, comma, ocular motor rehab, comma, vestibular rehab, comma, reaction time training, comma, interactive metronome, that's metronome, comma, gait rehab, comma, vagus nerve stimulation, comma, soft tissue therapy and manual stimulation, comma, proprioceptive training, period. Diagnosis is one, post-concussion symptoms, two, fatigue, three, cervical algae, period, end of report. Chiropractic Neurology Center, October 16th, 2024, slight tension headache, period, slightly more brain fog, comma, but he has forgotten to take his supplements the past few days, period, sleep still has issues, period, end of report. Chiropractic Neurology Center of Indianapolis, October 21st, 2024. Still struggling with memory recall, period. Having a hard time thinking today while doing dual task activities, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of his Indy 500 injury were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, the patient presented with a normal gait, period. Emotionally, the patient had a flat affect as well as anxiety and a depressed appearance and presentation, period. He had poor concentration, period. ENT examination revealed normal eye movement with no signs at this time of lazy eye, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. There was mild photophobia noted, period. Examination of the skin revealed a fading scar involving the anterior parietal scalp region with mild tenderness at the site of injury, period. There was some hair loss involving the anterior superior frontal scalp that appeared to be more than normal hair, patient-related and age-related, patient and age-related hair loss, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There's paravertebral muscle spasm noted. There was diminished range of motion with side bending diminished by 6 degrees on the left and 8 degrees on the right, period. Flexion and extension was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination, unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed abnormal coordination on heel to toe, period. At times in the conversation and testing, there appeared to be slightly slow and impaired cognition. However, this was not easily discernible, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. At the time of this examination, the patient did have good recall of three items that were presented to him upon initial evaluation, period. On subtraction by sevens, the patient did a slightly diminished ability, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, head trauma, comma, laceration, comma, scar, comma, traumatic brain injury, comma, cephalgia, comma, memory loss, comma, cognitive impairment, comma, dizziness, comma, personality change, comma, concussion, comma, and fatigue, period. Number two, post-traumatic stress disorder with depression and anxiety as well as insomnia, period. Number three, hypoglycemia. Number four, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number five, atypical pattern hair loss, period. The above five diagnoses were directly caused by the injury that he sustained at the Indy 500 on May 28, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is a permanent impairment due to the traumatic brain injury and cephalgia, as well as the post-traumatic stress symptoms as it relates to the injury at the Indy 500 on May 28, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have permanent dysfunction as it relates to cognition and personality changes, as well as a range of motion and pain in the cervical region for the remainder of his life, period. As a patient ages, he may be more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include two more rounds of brain stimulation at a cost of $500 per session, period. Continued over-the-counter medication and supplements would be approximately $150 a month, period. Neuropsychiatric consultation with the therapist will cost $4,000 to $6,000, period. Evaluation by an endocrinologist will cost approximately $1,000, period. Hair loss treatment with topical minoxidil would be an additional expense, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Dealing of Dictation.